Hi, everybody. This is Steve Dallas, and the name of my show is Golden Memory Piano Requests. What does that imply? Well, that implies that I'm playing your requests. This is actually the first week of the broadcast that we won't be taking live phone calls. There was a couple reasons for that, which I won't get into. But I think you'll enjoy the show just equally as much. And all you have to do is shoot me an email and tell me what song you'd like to hear. Tell me a little story about the song, too, why it's important to you. These little interesting facts will be good to tell everybody. So, of course, my opening song is I'll Bear Thee Off, My Dearest, Upon the Wings of My Song. I think that's a great feeling. And obviously, most of you are listening to this later at night, and I hope it's a show that you'll want to tune in and just kind of chill out after a crazy day. And
the hump day is called.
The what day?
Hump day. The middle of the week is called hump day. So once you get there, then you're okay, I only have two more days.
Oh, all right. All right. Oh, by the way, if you haven't heard the program before, that was Janice, my charming co-host. And I decided to marry my co-host. Well, no, not actually. We were married. I'm just lucky. See, that's the ingenuity of the spirit, you know. Didn't know I'd have a radio show. Didn't know that I would need a bright-eyed, bushy-tailed co-host.
I am not a squirrel.
You don't look your age either, darling.
I know, thank Huntington. Yeah. Thank you. You don't either.
Well, thank you.
Nobody knows that we're grandparents because they think the kids are our children instead of our grandchildren.
Oh, I'm getting that all the time.
I know, right? Yeah. We're getting younger, not older.
I know. Well, I keep thinking about it. You know, I don't know how much progress I'm making. I read Leonard Orr's book every night, Breaking the Death Habit, and it builds up. You start to feel like, well, I guess I don't have to die. It's just a bad habit. But I've said this before on the show. It's surprising when you start really, and he inspires you to analyze your feelings and your thoughts. And he calls it unraveling the death urge, which I think is cool verbiage, unraveling the death urge, because you never know when it's going to show up, you know.
Sort of like age sneaks up on you.
Yeah, well, sure. You know, and sometimes when we get real, things are going tough, and, you know, we're tempted to say, well, I only have this much longer, and then I can take my great sleep. And it's tempting, but I think I've decided not to indulge, especially since, in the words of, who's my favorite actor on Scent of a Woman?
Oh, Al Pacino.
In the words of Al Pacino in Scent of a Woman, I'm just getting started.
I'm just warming up.
There we go. So let's see what happens. Well, we've had quite a cold snap. I mean, that's no mystery to you out there in Radio Land. And
it's zero right now.
Really? It's it's zero right now this
morning? This morning when I got up, yeah. Uh-huh. People are having problems all over the place with water mains breaking. And so
yeah,
it's not a fun time.
Here's an old song. This is for you, darling, since you tend to run around without your coat. Yeah, and you can also hear the cold snap in my voice. If I cough a couple times during this show, I'm sure you'll forgive me. Button up your overcoat when the wind is free. Take good care of yourself. You belong to me.
I'll say.
Eat an apple every day, like me. Go to bed by three. Take good care of yourself. You belong to me. Be careful crossing streets. That's your part. Don't eat meat. Cut out sweets.
Ooh, no.
You'll get a pain and ruin your tum-tum. Keep away from bootleg scotch.
No
when
problem
you're
there.
On a spree. Take good care of yourself. You belong to me. Did you ever hear that song?
Yeah, I've heard you do it.
Thinking about that line, go to bed by three. You just never know when I'm going to go to bed.
Or even get up, I mean, at three.
I know. Take good care of yourself. You belong to me. Be careful crossing streets. Don't eat meats. Cut out sweets. You'll get a pain and ruin your tum-tum. Keep away from bootleg scotch when you're on a spree. Take good care of yourself. You belong to me.
It's a cute song.
I know. It's great.
I don't know. You might want to take out that one line, though. Bootleg scotch. I don't even know what that is.
Well, the original lyric is bootleg hooch. I'm not sure what that is either.
Well, that's probably moonshine stuff.
Yeah.
Which I don't touch any of that.
What was that liquor I like to drink when I'm sick?
Rock and rye.
Rock and rye. Yeah, rock and rye. Tastes really good.
No, it doesn't. It will grow hair on your chest.
Oh, come on. Be a sport, darling.
I don't like it, honey. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, we ran out of it the other night, and I was in a bad way. And what did I have? We had some vodka. We had some cheap vodka. Mm-hmm. That was worse than NyQuil. I should have gone for the NyQuil.
Yeah.
But anyway, well, everything passes. And I was telling someone the other day, just 2 or 3 days ago, I was really sick. Mm-hmm. Felt like the flu and the cold and everything at once.
Yes,
and we had a big gig at night.
Yes.
So I had to push through that whole thing with my band, the Timeless. And I was thinking what someone told me years ago, that today will come to an end just like every other day. It seems kind of juvenile, but sometimes it's comforting, you know? Every day is pretty much the same, and it's going to come to an end. I'm gonna lay there and try to do my connected breathing like Leonard Orr taught me, and try not to wake Janice up. I know she's thinking, man, I wish my husband wouldn't be so weird doing breathing exercises.
In the middle of the night.
Yeah, just odd stuff. Well, this is all about requests. And Doreen, a very good friend of mine, she sings in my choir here at St. Joan of Arc Church. And she's requested a couple requests for today, actually. And one of them is Chopin's Minute Waltz. And when I was younger, I used to get up and say, okay, everybody get out your stopwatches and see if I make it. And, well, I don't do that anymore.
Are you trying to play it in a certain amount of time?
Well, everybody calls it the Minute Waltz, but it's really not the Minute Waltz.
That's just the name of it.
No. Yeah, it's the name, but actually it's from French, minute. So,
small.
Right, so it doesn't have anything to do with a minute. I know all concert pianists I hear play it so fast you can't tell what's going on. But anyway, here it is. It's a lovely piece.
was lovely, darling.
Thank you. That was the Minute Waltz. I hope the piano's loud enough. I'm going to turn it up just a little bit. Okay. For some reason, when I come to the end of that song, I feel like playing Vangelis's Chariots of Fire. I don't think I played this on the last show, but I wanted to give a dedication to a good friend of mine who's crossed over already, Anna Niebusch. Way back in the 80s, she gave me and Carol, well, at that time, it was quite a bit of money to make a tape. And she really loved this song, Chariots of Fire, so I'm sure that was on there. And we actually sang a version of it that had Christian lyrics. I don't have those in front of me now, but I stand up to worship, I stand to acclaim the King of all glory, Christ Jesus, his name. Ignite me and make me a chariot of fire. And I will be a chariot of fire. Thank you, darling. That was written by a Greek. That was written by Vangelis. That's short for his real long Greek name, which is, I think it probably is something like Evangeli, oh, something like that. Can't think of it now. But the Greeks always used to say, who was it, famous Greek philosopher, a man come to his end of his life, and he said, did he live his life with passion? I think of that when I play the Chariot of Fire. I would have to say that my life has been lived with lots of passion. I remember how passionate I was about learning piano.
Well, you look it up in the dictionary and it says Steve Dallas.
Very good. Oh, I started when I was 11, and I didn't look back. I think I may have looked back once during the first year of study, but I didn't look back at all. I pretty much drove everyone around me nuts practicing. And but it's been worth it.
Yes.
My childhood piano teacher said, the more you practice when you're young, the less you'll have to practice when you're old. I said, what? That's ridiculous. I'll always want to practice 3, 4, 5 hours a day.
Well, I think that's been true of you up until just a couple years.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't practice now like you used to, but man, you spend hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Part of the reason I practiced so hard is that I was searching for something which eluded me until recently.
Mm-hmm.
And I solved it. I solved a little tension issue. And
in your hands.
Yeah. And I just, it's just a joy to play now, you know. And so I'll play for a long time. I'll bore you with it. Maybe tonight I'll put you to sleep with it. Wouldn't that be cool? That's kind of the purpose, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for a late night show. Well, anyway, well, the other reason I don't practice my fool head off anymore is because I'm also now somewhat of a harpist. And I have my harp here beside me. And I'm going to play a song. It's called Annie's Song. I'm gonna scooch it into position a little better here. I can sling it over my knee pretty good. I think this harp's about 90
pounds.
Yeah, at least. I can sling it over my knee, but that's about it.
You can't sling it over your shoulder.
That's the truth.
We have a special dolly and everything for it.
Oh, yeah. The dolly is one of those cool kinds that have three wheels kind of in a triangle configuration, and it really walks up and down the steps nicely. And so anyway, the name of my harp, her name is Daphne.
That sounds like something from the Victorian age, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Mm.
It's a Salvi, and I bought it from Lyon and Healy. And sight unseen.
In Chicago,
it's
yeah.
Unbelievable. Sight unseen. I bought my Yamaha Studio Upright Piano in 1971.
Mm-hmm.
Sight unseen.
No
also,
kidding.
Straight from Japan.
Really?
Not Japan? Yamaha? Maybe it was Japan, yeah.
Wow.
And
you still have it.
Oh, yeah. But one of my teachers had the same instrument. And I was so in love with that instrument. I thought, this is the kind of piano I want. We lived in this little shack right on the campus. And I wanted that piano. And back in those days, I paid $1,100 for that piano, brand new. Mm-hmm. $1,100. And
boy, that was dear money, wasn't it?
Mm. And I put that in my little house and practiced night and day. I remember one time, Carol and I lived in a house that were, it was actually a servant's house. It was so small.
How small was it?
That's not in the script.
Oh. Oh, I didn't.
That's good. It was so small that there was a trap door to the basement, and the trap door was the entire kitchen floor.
That's kind of scary.
Yeah, and I remember one time my Irish Setter fell in. Yeah,
you had even a dog in that little house.
Yeah, I mm-hmm. felt sorry for him.
That was with your first wife, right, honey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carol and I are all there. We're all good friends.
Yes.
Sure, lots of grandchildren, lots of good times. But anyway, so the piano filled the entire front room, and it was bizarre. There was no room for dressers or anything in this little bedroom. The guy who built all the dressers and cupboards into the walls, so it was very, very concise. It was truly a servant's house.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But anyway, here's a lovely song by John Denver, and we all missed John Denver. Let's all say hello to John Denver. Hi, John.
Hi, John.
Thanks for all your pretty music.
Mm-hmm.
And here's Annie's song. Thank you. I just tuned it this morning, and it's coming out of tune already.
It's because you moved it. Don't you think?
Yeah, and it's so cold and over by the window, so you're lucky to find any time to practice the harp after you get through tuning it. Harps you have to tune every time you play it, pretty much. But anyway, here's another time-honored favorite standard. Once voted the most popular standard in the world. It's called All the Things You Are. Promised kiss of springtime that makes the lonely winter seem long. You are the breathless hush of evening that trembles on the brink of a lovely song. You are the angel glow that lights a star. The dearest things I know are what you are. Someday my happy arms will hold you, and someday I'll know that moment divine when all the things you are mine. All the Things You Are. Words by Oscar Hammerstein and music by Jerome Kern. Well, this song implies that this guy hasn't got his true love yet. He's still hoping she'll come his way. Well, I'm glad to say mine's sitting here.
I'm glad to hear that.
Except all the things you are mine. Yeah, that's kind of an old point of view, isn't it? I think good relationships are kind of retain a spirit of autonomy. Mm-hmm. I remember the first time I was introduced to that book through a book by David Schnark called Passionate Marriage. And he said, if you want a formula for a marriage that's going to fail, then you can subscribe to the point of view that the two shall become one, parenthesis, in everything. So he says, don't you realize that the hottest love affairs in the world are always at the beginning of a relationship? Why is that? Because there's always that idea that there's two people that are quite far apart, actually, but are kind of sporting with danger coming together. So they're actually very two separate autonomous individuals who have chosen to indulge in the sweetness of love. He said, somehow or other, you gotta preserve that That funny noise you hear is my wife fanning herself. That's my hot baby over there. Yep, yep.
It's only zero outside. Doesn't mean it's zero in here.
That's true.
I may have to open the window.
All right, that's fine. Well, speaking about my hot little lover over there, let us do that nice little song by the Everly Brothers.
Oh, I know. Everly. I love the Everly Brothers.
Yeah.
And Phil just died.
Now both of them are gone?
No, his brother Don is still alive, but Phil just died on January the 3rd. And
boy, weren't they didn't they have the cutest little baby faces?
Yeah, they were handsome men, yeah. But their voices were just awesome.
Yeah.
So I will miss him, but his music will live on.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All I have to do is dream. Don't forget, you got the melody, darling.
All right. When I want you in my arms, when I want you, and all your charms, whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream. Dream, dream, dream when I feel blue in the night and I need you to hold me tight whenever I want you. All I have to do is dream. I can make you mine, taste your lips of wine, anytime, night or day. Only trouble is, gee whiz, I'm dreaming my life away. I need you so that I could die. I love you so, and that is why whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream.
You mine, taste your lips of wine, anytime, night or day. Only trouble is, gee whiz, I'm dreaming my life away. I need you so that I could die. I love you so, and that is why whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream.
That's a sweet little song.
It is. So many nice romantic songs out there, which leads me to the subject of Valentine's Day is coming up.
Yeah.
Before long. We've got a little list. We're ready to warm up, don't we?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So you be sure and listen to us close to Valentine's Day. One of the songs we're going to sing is I Got You, Babe. Sonny and Cher. Oh, my goodness.
That's a darling song,
it
too.
It is. It is. I was talking about that gig I did 3 or 4 nights ago with Timeless. And this one was on the docket for Chuck to sing, and he was sicker than a dog.
Yeah.
And he came and sang the national anthem, and he split.
He had to go home. Yeah, he was really sick.
But he's the one, he said, I'd like to sing with the band. He was on the planning committee for the bicentennial, and it was appropriate that we feature him. And he said, do you know the verse of It Had to Be You? I said, well, I think I've heard it. So we listened to Tony Bennett's version of it. There are a couple versions of it. And got this down in notes. And he never made it till he left right after he sang. And so I'm going to sing it for you anyway. So, Chuck, this is dedicated to you and your continued success. All right. It seems like dreams that I've always had would be, could be making me glad. Why am I blue? It's up to you to explain. I'm thinking maybe, baby, there'll come a day, someday, some way, you'll come and say, it's you I need, but you'll be pleading in vain. It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around and finally found the somebody who could make me be true, could make me be blue, and even be glad just to be sad thinking of you. Some others I've seen might never be mean, might never be cross or try to be boss, but that wouldn't do. For nobody else gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you, a wonderful you. It had to be you. I don't think you ever try to be boss, do you, darling?
I don't know if I should answer that. That sounds like it's incriminating.
Could be incriminating, right? Some others I've seen might never be mean, might never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do. For nobody else gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you, a wonderful you. It had to be you. It had to be you, wonderful you. It had to be you. Well, don't forget, everybody, you can check out my show page on bbsradio.com. It's an attractive page that Doug over there made me, and it can be found directly by typing in BBS, that's Boy Boy Sam, bbsradio.com/GoldenMemoriesPianoRequests. Both of those words are plural. And you'll get to my show page, and you'll see there are lots of archives. Yeah, you can have fun with the archives, too. And hear some of my call-in shows, some of the shows with my granddaughters. We have guests occasionally. Janice is always a guest, and a good one.
I was going to say maybe an unseen guest, huh?
We're both unseen guests. But, yeah, you make
that
sure.
That could be a good thing, though, honey.
Oh, yes.
Being unseen.
Yes. We're not going to tell them what we're wearing today.
No, don't tell.
Sometimes I get dressed up in my suit and tie. You know, I just, like, feel like, okay, here I am. I've come to this fancy studio, and here I am. It's like I remember my dad. He would always get dressed up for major holidays. You know, Christmas, New Year's, and Thanksgiving, suit and tie.
And Easter.
Yeah, and Easter. And I thought that was kind of cool. And I kind of like try to do that myself. But
well, you have to. You stay in a tie all the time. Tie and a coat.
Yeah.
Suit coat. Yeah, pretty much.
Well, it's a few days ago, I I usually get dressed in stages. I had my pajamas on, but I forgot to take my shirt and tie off. That was ridiculous. I was sick that week.
Oh, you were really sick that night.
I was sick. And I, you know.
He went to bed. I didn't see him go to bed, so he went to bed with his shirt and tie on. When I came to bed, he was covered up where he couldn't see, and I, you know, who would have known he would have done that?
It was one of those old-fashioned ties, you know, that were real thick. Uh-huh. You got to tie about three times so it comes out right,
mm-hmm.
and it's almost like a scarf, so I thought, yeah, why not?
You were so sick, you didn't even know you went to bed with that.
Right, exactly. But anyway, everybody, go to my show page and give it a listen, give it a, you know, look at the details, and... call. Actually, you can call the station anytime. Deborah will be there with her sweet voice welcoming you, and you can give her your request anytime, and she'll email me. Either that or you can email me directly at, well, you know, the easiest thing to do is go to stevedallas.com, too.
That's how do you spell the last name, honey?
Dallas?
Yeah, some people don't know what it is.
Well, it's like Dallas, Texas.
Right.
D-A-L-L-A-S.
That's what everybody asks me when I tell them what my last name is. They'll say, like, as in the city. I said, yeah, as in the city.
Right. And so.
But that wasn't the real name, was it?
Oh, your my original. Greek name. No, my Greek name was Dallas, D-E-L-L-I-S.
Mm-hmm.
I'm dismayed to tell you that Dallas means crazy.
Oh, you shouldn't have told him that.
No, I shouldn't.
No, some things need to stay quiet.
Dalis. The Greeks say Dalis.
Crazy man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Sometimes I think it rings true. Some of the crazy stuff. No.
Darling.
I'm just kidding.
Darling.
This is one handsome hunk, let me tell you guys. He's sweet as they come. I think they broke the mold when they had you, darling.
Oh, I hope so. My wife patiently listens to me speak Greek. I'm not a real great Greek speaker. That's a tongue twister. I learned after I got old, when I was in my 20s, I started learning Greek. And I was so proud to be Greek growing up. But I was also ashamed that I couldn't speak Greek. So I signed up for Greek school and did that.
I love it, honey. You can speak Greek to me anytime.
Oh, agape mou. So she does pretty good figuring out. You could have been a polyglot because you have that sixth sense knowing
yeah.
what I'm saying, even though you maybe not know all the words. But she patiently takes her Greek lessons. Reminds me of that scene in the Big Fat Greek Wedding where the old guy goes to his older neighbor, you know, he knocks on the door, you know, and she reluctantly answers the door. What do you want? Tu thelis ici. So I don't know how he gets onto the subject, but he goes, tell me any word, and I'll tell you that it's from the Greek language.
As his freezer with his Windex. No.
Oh, yeah. Him and his Windex.
Yeah, that's a cure for everything.
But she's so irritated. She just slams the door in his face. It's a great scene. And but anyway, I find myself doing that all the time. But it's hard to resist. You know, you study Greek for 20 years, and you know that so many words do come from that language.
Root, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What was it? There was a word with Nikki last week, polyglot.
Mm-hmm. Our same. Granddaughter, Nicole.
Oh, no. It wasn't Nikki.
Oh.
It was
Josie.
Josie's the polyglot.
The other...
Yeah, mm-hmm. She's learning Spanish, and now we're studying German because she's got to sing in German, and that's pretty cool. So we discussed the fact that that's made up of two Greek words, poly and glot, which is from glottis, and... so many, many
poly
tongues,
means many.
Many voices.
And glottis is tongue, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Glossa is tongue.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway. Well, I realized when I was young, I had this, I remember listening to Neil Diamond with such fascination. And I remember I listened to He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother, maybe over and over on the turntable.
Mm-hmm.
Those were the days of the turntable.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, now you know how old I am. But I'll have to sing that, relearn that song sometime.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
With many a winding road and so forth. But I love his music. But that's not exactly country music. But I realized many years ago that there's something charming about some of these old-time country songs. And here's one that Willie Nelson sings. And I remember playing this down at Pete's Family Restaurant. There were a lot of old-timers that came in there. It's called Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain. I see her blue eyes crying in the rain. When we kissed goodbye and parted, I knew we'd never meet again. A dying ember, only memories remain. Through the ages, I'll remember blue eyes crying in the rain. Someday when we meet up yonder, we'll stroll hand in hand again. In that land that knows no parting, blue eyes crying in the rain.
That song.
Yeah, that just kind of...
Man, he had a lot of nice songs that he sang.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be digging up some more of those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, yeah, we'll meet our loved ones someday. I like the... there are so many of those wonderful reunion stories in George Anderson's book. Ask George Anderson.
Yes.
It's a simple title. That's
the name
title.
Of the book. Mm-hmm.
Simple,
by George.
Simple title. And ever since I read that book, the more you learn about
The other side?
The other side, and the nature of metaphysics, the nature of things as they are, the multidimensional world that we live in. I just know that I'm one of those people that just really can't. I mean, I can't see the next dimension. You know, I can't see it. My third eye's not open yet. But you know they're there, and they're just kind of witnessing the whole scene, you know. And so consequently, I talk to everybody, all my friends, living and dead. It doesn't matter. I just talk out loud. I try not to do that when I'm around people, though.
You know, yeah, I do. Yeah, yeah, it'd be best you didn't do that.
Yeah. So.
You do it when my son's around. He thinks you have Tourette's.
Are you serious? He's caught me doing it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He just chuckles.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, let's see what else I've got on the docket here. I have a little Gershwin song I'd like to dedicate to Mary and Frank Manello. And I haven't seen them for a long time, but I know Frank, he got me going on Gershwin years ago. And he was kind enough to give me a whole collection of piano solos. And I learned a couple of them. And of course, I also got familiar with a lot of Gershwin when I did the show for Cabaret Production Company under the direction of Lois DiGiacomo Jacobson. And you'll be hearing more about that in the future, because we've got some shows coming up. And she and Don Jones and myself have teamed up, and we're putting together some pretty cool shows for bus touring companies. So if you're a bus touring company and you're coming through Canton, you better be sure to call Cabaret Productions, or just call me. Just call me. I'll put you in touch with whomever. But anyway, this goes out to Mary and Frank, George Gershwin. The way you wear your hat, the way you sing, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key. That's not you, darling. The way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Still, I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we danced till three, the way you changed my life. No. Can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me.
Right. That's a real cute song, honestly.
Well, that was short and sweet, mainly because I want to make sure I get to another request I have here. And it is, I hope it's, oh, there it is. Good. My Way, and love that song, and don't dare sing it too close to the beginning of a show. You'll think you're ready to sign off, and which is somewhat the case right now. We're getting close to the end of our hour. Well, the time goes fast, doesn't it, honey?
Mm-hmm.
That's really great. I look forward to seeing you, and I'll make sure you get in touch with me. Even if it's just to say, hey, I like your show, play anything. Play your favorite song. That's always tricky.
There's so many.
Yeah. So here's My Way by Paul Anka. And it's going out to Doreen. And now the end is near. And so I face the final curtain. my friend. I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I've traveled each and every highway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do and saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all, and I stood tall and did it my way. I've left, I've cried, I've had to fill my share of losing. And now, as tears subside, I find it oh so amusing to think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, not me, I did it my way. For what is a man, what has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the things he truly feels, and not the words of one who kneels. The record shows I took the blows and did it my way. All right. That's a wrap. All right. I'll see you, everybody. I'll see you next week. Janice,
Wednesday
nice to be with you.
Wednesday at 10 p.m.
Wednesday at 10. All right. All right. God bless you all. See you all soon. Bye-bye.